Fred Film Radio, Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, Czech Republic.
Fred Film Radio, this is Matt Nakuchi from the 2019 Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, here with an interview with filmmaker Jakub Hejna, co-director of Forman vs. Forman. Right, so the first question that I would like to ask you is just for the benefit of our listeners. Would you like to introduce your film and tell them just a few words about what it talks about?
Yes, so our film is called Forman versus Forman. It's a comprehensive movie about most famous Czech and American film director, a great storyteller, and a very brilliant man. And he didn't have a problem, doubt about himself. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What does he mean to you, though? Before you made this film, what did Forman mean to you?
I remember it's connected with my childhood, because when I was, I think, 10 years boy, I saw for the first time film Amadeus. I was very fascinated with this visuals of this film, coupled with brilliant Mozart music. Then I think I knew all his films, of course, but at that time I didn't know that after 30 years I will be co-director with Helena Třeštíková, and we will make this portrait about him. But for me, he was not only filmmaker, that I was fascinated by the turns of fate he experienced. Fortune, misfortune, yes. And there was in his life there was life-changing coincidences, but maybe it was not all coincidences, and he was able to take advantage of them and use them for the narration in his movies, in his stories.
Yeah.
Yes, because his parents in the concentration camp, all these things had involved him, and his never-ending fight for the freedom, for example. All these themes were very close to me.
Yeah, Forman is one of my favorite filmmakers, too. I really love the moment when he finds himself in the United States, and even though his films had been Academy Award nominated, he was still in a hotel with no money and couldn't get out of bed. I knew about that story, but there was more details in this film that I really appreciated. How did you find all this material? Was it difficult to gather all of the material for the film?
Yes, it was very, very huge adventure to find all the materials. Because from the very beginning, when we started to edit this film, we knew that Miloš Forman, he was still alive at that time, but it wasn't possible to make interviews with him because his health. And we knew that the whole movie will be a collage of archival footage from all over the world, and we managed to get footage not only excerpts of his films, but some TV spots made with him, some brilliant documentaries were made from director Jaromil Jereš, Věra Chytilová, and we take all and saw all this material, and then work for more than three and a half months in editing studio. We find connections between Forman statements and archival footage. And of course, the whole historical context of the time, from the past of the Czechoslovakia at the time, and we have found some new, never material, never seen before for many viewers.
I love that footage of Foreman in Cannes in his swimming briefs, yeah. Just giving an interview.
it's from 1968. He is standing on the beach in Cannes, and he is talking about the importance of the freedom. Yeah. But he didn't know that after 3 months, Russian invasion became and. It's very curious.
It's a beautiful piece of footage to me because he's talking about freedom while he is almost naked. So that's amazing to me. It's visually great.
Yes. I like this also.
Yeah. So. I want to go back to your personal relation with Foreman. Do you find aspects in his filmmaking and his artistic identity in general that really resonate with you, that really inspire you as a filmmaker?
I like his direction because he used non-actors, for example, non-actors. He was himself an actor, and he could show them to these non-actors how to play, how to the right emotions to these non-actors. It's very close to me because these films are real. His films were very realistic, and it was very similar to the atmosphere of the 60s. Mm. And the people who were watching these movies felt that they are watching themselves.
Right. It was that's the beauty of the Czech New Wave. But the final question that I wanted to ask you is, do you hope that this film will help people here in this country, but also outside of this country, learn more about Foreman?
Of course, I think our goal was to do this film understandable, not only for the Czech people who maybe better know him and better know the historical context, but this film is made for a foreign viewer. I think that viewers can learn a lot about Miloš Forman and about his thinking, about the main theme of the movie is about finding freedom, inner freedom in who everybody should have inside.
Yes.
Because that was the main point of Miloš Forman and our film. Yes.
It's a good starting point to find out more about one of my favorite filmmakers. Thank you very much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.